Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
The Secret to Breaking Up with Your Phone, Remember That You Will Die, by Robbie Gonzalez. So you've decided you need a break from your smartphone. You're not looking to do anything drastic, like revert to one of those old-school Nokia bricks, because, let's face it, having a supercomputer in your pocket comes in handy. But you've grown wary of how you use the thing, the way it keeps you up at night, distracts you from your work, interrupts family time. The impulsive way you check it feels off. A bit like codependence. You've begun to wonder what it would feel like if you and your phone gave each other a little space. 2 years ago, science journalist Katherine Price decided to try. In the course of her research for her new book, How to Break Up with Your Phone, out February 12, she uncovered an abundance of strategies and resources for reclaiming time and focus. You don't have to throw your phone in the trash, but you do have to learn to use it with intention, and that can be surprisingly difficult.